Okay, just bear with me. I've sort of been put into chair there at the last minute. So, do we have any apologies?
No apologies.
Okay. So, just to go through the pro forma for tonight then. So, just to welcome everybody to the meeting. Hopefully, everyone can hear me clearly, and everyone should ensure their mobile cell phones are switched off or turned to silence, and the use of devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the committee and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have an interest, please declare it now or immediately before the item itself stated in the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and shouldn't take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next, then solid green. Please don't press your microphone button again when it's lit up, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members, there are some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates, and if used online, can just use the chat. I'll bring you in accordingly. Members are reminded they're personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting, and you'll see from the agenda an effort has been made to be more transparent, that many of the appendices are in closed session while the report itself isn't open. If there's an item you wish to discuss the appendix and everyone is in agreement, perhaps you'd wait until we go into closed session at the end of the meeting. Okay, so I just want to, as chairperson of this meeting this evening, just to give condolences to my colleagues in Uri and South Armagh, the death of the former MP, Mickey Brady, and to send our deepest condolences to his friends and family. May he rest in peace.
Chair, sorry for a couple of questions. Would it be possible to send a wee card or something to Councillor Rhona McGuinness? She buried her father on Saturday, so that would be considered as well. Thank you.
Yeah, but, I'd be happy enough for that proposal, everybody. Probably remiss of me just to overlook that as well. Okay, thanks, Terry. Do they have any declarations of interest?
Yes.
Yes. Chair, I have a personal request. I'm going to ask that you consider giving me dispensation to speak in this matter. Well, it's of such importance.
It's up to the member. If you're declaring an interest, you're declaring an interest. Well, I'm not.
I am declaring it, so I declare that I not take part in the vote.
I'm not sure, Charles, to be honest. I've never been put in that position before. That to me, if you're declaring an interest, you need to step away from the item, but as we had read out at the start. But if you don't feel that you have an interest in it, then you're more than welcome to come in on item 9. But it's for you to decide.
And you, Connor?
As the Chair has said, it's a matter for the member to determine whether they're conflicted or not, and it's the basis on which you believe you have declared an interest for you to consider. But as the Chair has said, you have declared an interest in the item, and that needs to be taken on board and considered by yourself.
Okay.
So maybe just go over it again, just for clarity. If you have, under the Councillor's Code of Conduct, to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest which they have in an item of business before the committee. If you have such an interest, you can declare it either now or at the item before stated in the item of business it relates to. And having declared an interest, you should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You'll then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion has ended. Just for clarity for you, Darla.
I don't actually have a financial interest in the chair. Clint believes I am conflicted because...
It's up to you to decide, Councillor Finlay. Keep yourself right.
Okay.
Are you declaring an interest?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Everybody else? Okay, online, yeah. Okay, so just to go through the action sheet then. Okay, so just go page 1 and 2, and if we could have a proposer and seconder.
So proposed to a couple of wee pointers.
Okay. Seconded by Councillor Ryan.
Just ask Conor exactly where are we now with the Belfast City and Regional Place Partnership, the St Patrick's Day SLAs, and the Del McCarthon Park. So that's 3 wee pointers. Conor, thank you.
And the Belfast City and Region Place Partnership, that will be in June. And there's no further updates on the other three items. Bring back the members when we have.
Thanks very much, Conor. Thanks, Chair.
Sorry, Councillor Griffith, what's yes? Just noticing that in the chat. Oh, okay. Right, no problem.
No, that was just to see if we could hear.
Okay, cool. No worries. Okay, so nobody else looking in on the action sheet. We'll move on to item 4, and this is Notice of Motion Festival for Newry City. I do believe it's Councillor Finn.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chair. And can I just say to yourself and any of the other colleagues from Sinn Féin that I was really sorry to hear about the passing of Mickey Brady. He was obviously a constituency colleague of mine and a really, really lovely gentleman. So I was really sorry to hear, and I hope that you're all doing okay. In relation to the motion, I want to welcome the council paper on the motion this evening and thank the officers for their work on it. The idea for this motion was born from recognition that Newry has so much untapped potential. I've said it time and time again that our city could be absolutely incredible. And while I love and support the events such as Footsteps in the Forest and Eats and Beats and know the value that they bring to their respective communities, it's certainly clear that the offering for Newry pales in comparison. There's mention in the report of Fireside Stories, however, they took the place of a standalone arts festival, which I was very sorry to see missed last year. And as mentioned in the report, not a standalone event for the people of Newry, as it was also held in Newcastle and Downpatrick. On this point, given the modest funding that was directed towards the event, I would say that it's not good enough that we've seen it changed and diluted across the district. As this committee will well know, Newry is the city within our district, and I am passionate about ensuring that it is treated as such. We must, as a council, work towards initiatives that not only strengthen our vital business community, but provide opportunity for residents and visitors to see our beautiful city in the best light possible. We have venues that can be used, such as the Albert Basin site, soon to be our city park, as well as covered market space, which last year hosted our city's first ever Christmas market. We have a canal that should and could be the envy of other cities, and I hope that there will be opportunity to work with the council's newly formed canal regeneration group as part of this work. Newry is, as I've said, a beautiful city. It's situated between the Cooley and Mourne Mountains, and we are brimming with talented artists and musicians, as well as ambitious people who want to see our city thrive. I welcome that this work is being deferred to the Arts Working Group. This is a group that I chair, and I'm determined to make sure that we hit the ground running with this. And that's why this evening I would like to ask that a referral is made with a targeted timeline of bringing a paper back to this committee within a 6-month period to update the progress that we will make on the festival. I'm proud you brought this motion forward to council this evening, seconded by my constituency colleague, Councillor Killian Fagan, with whom I am dedicated to bringing back life to a city that we both know needs regeneration and deserves to thrive. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Finn, do you have a seconder for your proposal?
Yes, I just said there at the end, Una, I don't know if you heard, but it was Killian Fagan will be seconding it.
Well, Councillor Andrews is debating that the Chamber gets preference and who wants to second it.
Like being asked to the formal by two people at once. If it's precedence within the Chamber, I'm more than happy for Councillor Andrews to second that.
Does anybody want to? Oh, Councillor Young, you're looking to comment?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I first of all want to offer my condolences to my our Sinn Féin colleagues on the death of Mickey Brady. I knew Mickey for many, many years, and I'm sure you're feeling the loss very, very deeply, because I know how close you all were to him. He's a great man. The likes that we have not seen and probably won't see again in Newry, so I put that on record. Thanks to Councillor Finn for bringing this motion. There are some of us in this chamber that may be, I'll use the word, mature enough to remember the Newry Canal festivals that we had. And they ran from 1975 to 1994, and I can remember every single one of them. The festival would be opened with a parade, and that would come from the Albert Basin down into Hill Street and Margaret Square. And several celebrities officially opened the festival over the years, including our very own Pat Jennings, George Best and Jackie Fullerton. The festival consisted of sporting events, including swimming galas and a strongman competition, angling competition, and clay pigeon shooting. Social events included children's talent competition, Little Miss Newry, the Bonnie Baby competition, and there were several arts exhibitions held over the week in Newry Town Hall and the Arts Centre. But the absolute pinnacle of the festival was the bathtub race on Newry Canal. With not a care for health and safety, competitors would build their own rafts and row up the canal, more often than not ending up in the water than on the rafts. And I can see people smiling at the memory of that. In the years that it ran, Newry Canal Festival created many lasting memories. It was really family focused, and it created such a great atmosphere in the town, and it would be great to see something similar happening again. I know possibly not over a week, you know, but a shorter period of time, but I think that we've had a lot of really fantastic things going on in Newry. We've got the Erkin Fla, we've got the Nashville in Newry that happened last year, but I think that we haven't specifically had something primarily for families to include events and things that families can get involved in. So as part of the Arts Working Group, I'd be really excited to work with my colleagues on this. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Young. Councillor Hannah, just before we bring you in, there's just been a point of order raised there, Councillor Finn. Because you're not a member of the committee, you can't actually make the proposal. So if you want to offer it to one of your other colleagues, maybe, just to keep things right, understand orders. Well, did it all this worked out? Please come in.
Can you hear me, Una?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I'm more than happy. Is Councillor Fagan allowed to do that online?
He can do it online, yeah, because he's a member of the committee.
Yep, that's great then. That's spot on with me.
Yeah, so just think for clarity before the recording, Colleen, if you make the proposal, and then Councillor Andrews can presumably second it because he's another committee member.
Yes, Una, I'm more than happy to propose that.
And just maybe just state the proposal just for the recording.
Yes, no problem. So I'm proposing that the committee recommend adoption of the motion tabled by Councillor Finn for a festival for Newry City.
Proposal there, Colleen, around the report to come back within the timeline?
Yes, of course. So I'll be happy to put the adoption of the motion brought by Councillor Finn for a festival for Newry City and the additional proposal that a paper be brought back to the committee within 6 months of the passage of this motion.
Okay, and then that's seconded by Councillor Andrews. Perfect. Okay, thank you. Okay, Councillor Hannah.
Right. Chair, we have no issue with it whatsoever, to be quite honest with you. The festival, as soon as a musical festival, not what Helena has said. You don't know yet. Okay. That's okay, we have no issue with it, so.
Okay, so everybody's in agreement, then we'll move on to the next item, which is item 5, and we'll go to Amanda then, for Downpatrick Grown Together.
Okay, members, this paper sets out that working with the Downpatrick Regeneration Working Group, a funding application has been secured for works to the Grove in Downpatrick. This is an application that Council led on and has just recently secured funding. The detail of the project is outlined in section 2 of the report. And the recommendations in the report is seeking permission from members that we now accept the letter of offer and that we start the implementation of this project, including any necessary procurements. Appendix 1 of the report, which is a restricted item, does set out detail of the fund that has been secured.
Okay, thanks, Amanda. Obviously, as a Downpatrick councillor, I'd be more than happy to propose this paper. Back as far as 2019, I'd been meeting officials alongside other Downpatrick DA colleagues to try and rejuvenate the Grove. For anybody that lives around the area, they would hold it in high regard, but it has become very dilapidated recently. We also took part in a community clean-up there recently with the Downpatrick Regeneration Working Group, headed up by my colleague, Councillor Philip Campbell. So this, to me, is the natural step forward for the area, and it's really, really good that all the community will have an opportunity to actually be involved in this. So I'm looking forward to how it all pans out over the course of the project. Councillor Andrews?
Thank you very much, Chair, and I do welcome the paper, which has set out the overarching objectives of this project, which are set out in section 2 of this paper, which is before us. And we do see the programme of works and the roadmap set out that will embrace and work with local groups and organisations, etc., to move forward and deliver this project. It's an excellent project all round and supported very much in principle for set out in the recommendations of 3.1 and 3.2. So happy to second that secondary proposal, Chair. That's okay. Good news. Thank you.
Thank you. And no other comments from the Chamber? Everybody happy enough? That's great. Okay, so item 6 is Make It Local. And back to Amanda then for that one.
The members will be aware of our Make It Local campaign that has been running now for a number of years. And the purpose of that is to promote the shop local, make it local message to those who are visitors to our towns and city. We are now proposing that we undertake a renewal of the businesses that are engaged in the campaign, and you can see from the report since 2021 we have profiled 104 businesses, so we would like now to undertake an expression of interest to refresh that list and open it up for other members, other businesses to get engaged in. And alongside that then we're also seeking permission to undertake the procurement of a consultancy firm that would manage our Make It Local campaign moving forward from 26-27. We do fund that campaign ourselves in council, but we also try to gain external funding support where we can, and that is the budget that we would see moving forward. But the request of members is to approve the procurement and appointment of a creative communications consultancy to support us with the development of the Make It Look throughout 26-27.
Thank you. Councillor Andrews?
Thanks very much, Chair. Make It Local, I've read the paper and I welcome very much what is set out and envisaged to happen in the opening section of this agenda item. And I personally think it's a good campaign and programme to help support our local businesses and shops, etc., by getting the message out and about, by making it local to our residents across the district of Newry Morning Down to support these businesses, etc., more so especially in the times we all face at the present. So we're happy to that we go ahead with the local campaign. That's a good one. Thank you.
Councillor Young.
Thanks, Chair. It's a really, really great initiative and the videos have been fantastic. They've really showcased the shops. Can I just ask two questions? The first one is, how will the expression of interest be communicated? How will that get out? And what, if any, criteria will the businesses be assessed under? Thank you.
Well, I'll take Councillor Hannah in first and then we'll go back to Amanda, if that's okay, then.
Yeah, I was just looking at the 104 businesses. Is that right across the whole district, so it is, or is it sort of more inclusive of the likes in Newry, Newcastle, Downpatrick? Well, I don't understand, thank you. I think we can. I would love to know who they were last year. You know, and actually, I was what Helena was, I was said to, it was a question she put across it, but I was selected morning and hour. And the other thing, just I made a note of there, just over Christmas, there were five businesses selected there to be heavily promoted. I assume, how did you pick them? The same question again, before, were they? Is it just, I'm sort of more worried about the rural areas and that. You do comment on it, see us do that, but the rural areas are inclined to be neglected, so they are, and that there are no settlements on it. Or are there only small settlements?
Okay, we'll go over to Amanda then to answer those questions.
Okay, so we'll take Councillor Young's question first. So the EOI will be advertised across all of our social media, so our own NMD business and our corporate sites, so that's where we'll advertise the EOI. In terms of the criteria, it's a business within the district across any of our cities, towns and villages that is operating within a town centre. So they're generally the businesses. There's not a lot of criteria applied to it. And then, Councillor Hannah, your question. We have businesses participating in the campaign from all of our towns and villages across the district. The EOI is out there, and we have been put a lot of effort into recruiting for businesses for the campaign to make sure that we have businesses from all areas. So it is businesses that, you know, we ask businesses to come to ourselves and put themselves forward. But we have run over this past number of years campaigns even targeted at certain areas. And Kilkeel certainly would be one of those that we have run a campaign for.
Councillor, with respect to the second question of where they were for the most recent one, we'll come back with details on that. We just
we would have campaigns that would have featured rural businesses before, but we can
through the chair, Glenn, please. We finished something.
Yeah.
Just let Amanda and then just bring in again, no bother.
So we would have six urban settlements, and anything outside of those six urban settlements we consider rural. So Van Hinge, Downpatrick, Warm Point, Kilkee, Murray would all be considered urban. Anything outside of that we would consider our rural settlements. And we have businesses that have participated in the campaign from those rural areas.
I got less than 104.
Yes, we can provide that as a follow-up to this meeting.
I think it would be remiss not to comment that it's important that we as local representatives, if we could identify anybody that we think would be interested in this, to encourage them to go through the AOI process. I know that's something that we did in Downpatrick. You know, we sort of did a bit of a scoping and asked them, were they interested in it? And it has been very, very positive. And there has been rural areas in our DEA who have benefited from it as well. So definitely, if you have any businesses, encourage them to go through the process, because I think it is beneficial for them. Okay.
One more question. Yeah.
Just one more. Just for you, Glenn. Go on.
Is it just all retail businesses? Manufacturing type retail, or is it just shop type, restaurant type?
Generally, businesses operating in our commercial cores. So anything that you would find in your town centres.
And I think, again, if anybody's not totally sure, pick the phone up. Yep. I'm sure Amanda will go through, or the ERT team.
Yep.
Will go through it with you. Absolutely. Okay, so I don't see anybody else indicating to come in. So items 7 to 10 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may be by resolution excluded during these items of business. So if we could have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session. Councillor Ryan and seconder Councillor Kearns. Okay. Andrews. The following was agreed: to approve the updated hire charge fee structure for caravan camping as set out in section 2 of the officer's report, to approve the updated hire charge fee structure for circus fees for use of council stroke ERT lands as set out in section 2 of the officer's report, to approve the updated hire charge fee structure for Down County Museum, Bagnall's Castle, Down Arts Centre, Warm Point Down Hall, as set out in section 2 in appendix 1 of the officer's report. Item 8, Newry City Music Festival. On the proposal of Councillor Kearns, seconded by Councillor Andrews, the following was agreed: to approve the pilot two-day music festival in Newry City at Albert Basin site and to enter into discussions on hire of the site for the event. To approve the financial support for the event as set out in section 4.1 of the officer's report, subject to approval in the 2026-27 budget. Item 4, Warm Point Pontoon Breakwater. On the proposal of Councillor Ryan, seconded by Councillor Andrews, it was agreed to approve the removal of the pontoon at Warm Point Breakwater, progress the provision of access to the water on Carlingford Lough through the Sherard Island project, renew the licence agreement for pedestrian access to the Breakwater Promenade, subject to Warm Point Harbour Authority agreeing to carry out the necessary inspections, surveys, repairs to the sheet pile wall, and Council will continue to engage with all stakeholders in relation to this item. Item 10, Newry Bid Revote 2026. On the proposal of Councillor Hart, seconded by Councillor Hannah, the following was agreed: to note the receipt of the business plan for the Newry Bid renewal for period 2025-2031, to note the issue of the ballot notice to Newry Bid by the 29th of January 2026, and the appointment of the named organisation with the procurement and costs met by Newry Bid. Okay, so if we just move on to item 11 and 12, these are for noting, so if we could have a proposer and seconder. So proposed by Councillor Andrews and seconded by Councillor Hart. Okay, so that wraps up ART then for this month, and thanks everybody for their contributions and safe home.